Yep.
And welcome back to another installment of Baltimore County Forever Podcast. What up, though? Everybody's back. Thank you. So we're here today because we want to know who has won the battle for rap supremacy, I guess, between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Recently, the last time that we spoke, there has been 4 different releases of diss track releases, and we are here to pretty much judge who has won. One by one, we will see. We just start from there. So
can Huss go first?
Huss is always going to go first. So Huss, who do you feel like has won between Kendrick and Drake? And could you give me the score, if possible, in your opinion?
I've been dying to hear what this nigga had to say for all week.
I don't have a score, but Drake by one.
What? Okay, so you have Drake by one. Is there a particular reason you came to this? Well, when did you come to this realization?
When I decided that I view Drake as the same way I view LeBron. Like, I don't love them niggas enough. They ain't in my top 5 enough for me to be arguing for them niggas. So I just put it strictly music and assume everything is true. And to me, the best song out of that, Drake had it. So.
And what was that?
Family Matters.
Okay. Aline?
What? I think Kendrick won for a lot of different reasons.
Okay.
And I think overall everybody lost.
Okay.
But I'm one of them niggas.
Can you score it?
I don't have a score.
Okay.
I just think Kendrick won culturally, and all this shit is, I'm Vince Staples. So that's why I'm shaking my head. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I'm so objective in this. Mm-hmm. I'm objective and subjective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's, all right, if I, you know, and I'm reading shit about, you know, and then I'm thinking about all the, you know, people getting shot now. So that's why I'm like,
You think that has something to do with anything?
You know what? I don't even know. But when you got beef and this shit is on the news now and CNN is talking about it, and I'm like, okay. And only because, you know, 30 years ago, we saw this already.
Right.
So.
What about you, DB?
Us.
Damn.
Us.
I'm listening.
I want to know how you don't have a scorecard, but Drake is up by one.
Because they both did what they were supposed to do. I like that Kendrick sunned them. I like that Kendrick was able to do pretty much what Drake be doing to Drake. But the it almost made me annoyed, the elitism of Kendrick fans. That it made me almost not let, yeah, hold on, that it almost made me listen to it from like annoyed views instead of how I really wanted to listen to it. But as it kept going and they kept arguing, so did Drake fans. So it was just like, I'm not really enjoying this like I want to, so I had to put myself in the best way to enjoy it, and the only song I enjoyed from that was Family Matters. Do that make sense? Both fans is annoying. Niggas is telling me that I don't understand what Kendrick is saying is crazy to me. Like, bruh, relax. Like, y'all niggas is not at home reading the encyclopedia. Like, relax, my nigga.
I was still on.
And Drake fans is,
I'm not saying anything. Just go ahead.
And Drake fans, same shit. It's like, all right, he ain't blah, 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 bruh, give it a rest. Both of them niggas. Drake can really rap. I feel like niggas is like discounting that. All right, niggas was saying Drake don't want to smoke. Drake wanted to smoke.
Okay.
He popped out. Mm-hmm. He was with it. Overall, they both rapped at very elite levels. Shit kind of got corny towards the end. And that's it. I hope it's the end. I don't want to hear no more.
Okay. So, my scorecard, I had Drake up by, if this was boxing. Nah, you gotta, we talk about this kind of stuff in my Xbox group.
I'm listening.
So,
nah, I'm with you though, I like it.
First person shooter, we going, the first round is first person shooter like that. So, first person shooter lost to like that 10-9. Euphoria versus Agreed. Push-ups. 10-9. 6-16.
You have push-ups over Euphoria?
No. Euphoria over push-ups.
Oh, you said, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. TaylorMade, 8 compared to 6-16 in L.A. I scored as a 10. Family Matters was Drake's 10. Meet the Grams was a 9 for me.
Okay.
The Heart Part 6 was a 7 to me, and Not Like Us was a 10. So I have 49 to 40 Drake. I mean Kendrick.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I scored it.
I respect it.
The reason why I scored it that way, I felt like Kendrick beat Drake in every way possible, and I still think Family Matters is the second best song in the battle. Family Matters is the shit, especially that third part. But I want to say this while we're here on this topic. If he would have put push-ups in the first song from Family Matters as one diss and then put the last two as another separate diss, Drake wins this battle. If he put push-ups in this together, push-ups in drop, 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 and give me that, and then put that shit with that ill ass, because that's a ill flow on that Good Kid, Mad City Van, something. That boy, and this the fucked up part, because if he ain't write it or he had help writing it, then none of it counts. And that's what I hate about being able to say that about somebody that I think raps that great. I think Drake is an incredible rapper. I hate that soon as you hear something be that great, you got to go, damn, I hope he wrote it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
No, wait,
hold up.
Okay.
So I want to, it was something you just said, right?
Okay.
You said someone that raps this great.
Drake is incredible.
He's an incredible rapper.
Yeah.
But you're questioning if he wrote it, right?
Yes.
Explain to me what is the difference in that and a writer and an R&B singer. You said he is an incredible artist. You like the way he delivers it, which would be the same for an R&B artist. I like the way Trey Songz sings, right?
Yeah.
But Brian Michael Cox wrote this. I'm not getting I Can't Help But Wait
from, without them.
Without Brian. I don't want to hear. I don't even know if Brian Michael Cox can sing.
That's a fact. Hey, I love him too.
Corey, yo, you took that shit right out my head, bro.
I've never heard that nigga sing. But he can write.
He can write.
So I'm assuming the nigga can sing. But
I got him.
I hope you got me, because the last time you ain't had me.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. On that last episode, you ain't had me.
Run it back. When you get a chance, run it back.
Hus, because I was
on the
other side.
No, because I got him. No, because I got him.
Listen, because
I got him. I got these niggas. I got these niggas.
What you mean?
In R&B, in rap, the talent is how well you put words together, correct?
But you're saying he don't write it.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm
saying. Yeah, I'm listening.
In R&B, the talent is how well you sing. So who gives a fuck who wrote it? Long as you can deliver it.
But you just said you
R&B and rap is two different things. No, bro.
No, it's music. And what you said,
I'm telling you, R&B and rap is listen two different
things. I'm telling you what you said. You said I like the way that he delivers it. Am I right or am I wrong?
I like the way Drake is an incredible rapper.
And you are questioning his delivery.
Let me finish.
Nah, I'm about to get this. I'm about to get this nigga. Because he did you every time. This.
No.
Yo, am I tripping?
You're tripping.
Because you're moving the goalpost essentially. Yep. You know we like to use that on the air.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is you didn't say anything about all you said was he's an incredible artist and an incredible rapper, but I don't know if he wrote it. So you take that same thing with R&B. Trey Songz is an incredible person, and I know he didn't write it.
Talent is not
his talent, bro. Talent is talent.
No, the talent is in R&B, only in R&B, singing. The talent isn't in your writing. Nobody gives a fuck what you write about. The talent is in your singing.
Wait, hold on.
If Beyonce wrote the most incredible songs in the world, and if Chris Brown,
Carrie Hilson,
if wrote the most incredible songs in the world and couldn't sing them, nobody would give a fuck about Carrie Hilson.
If that's the case, why is Carrie Hilson not as big as Beyonce? She wrote for that.
That's what I'm saying.
There we go. So you just proved his point.
No, I didn't. I proved my point. Both. That the talent in R&B is your sound, not your pen. You just proved my point.
No, because hip-hop artists care about who wrote it. I care about the entertainment. You, as an artist, artists in general, you force the fan to care about that. Just like when Jay-Z we number one on the sound scan. I don't fucking know what the sound scans are. You're forcing me to know. It's not different. We're talking about music in general.
No, y'all talking about music as a spectrum. I'm purposely separating R&B and rap, nigga.
But you can't. It's music.
Oh my fucking God. Yes, you can.
Why?
I keep telling you why.
You're telling me that somebody writes this. Drop you have the person that writes it, and then you have the person that sings it, right?
Yo,
sing it, rap it, whatever. God, it's the same thing. You're so only taking this like this because you are an artist. So y'all
look at.
That's now let me finish.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're only taking it like that because rap artists care about if this is your real life. No one cares if an R&B singer is going through a heartache. No. Half these motherfuckers don't be going through breakups. Future is talking about he don't even do drugs. So that's the same thing. You artists force us to care about that because, he's not real if he didn't come from this environment. But how is he talking about this environment if he didn't come from this environment? Am I right, Huss?
Yeah, because that's my argument as far as why niggas is in jail.
Aleem, close your ears because I'm not talking about you. You fucking generation undermined ass niggas. Y'all taking away from integrity and shit. You supposed to care about
who niggas is in jail.
No, y'all not.
That's the niggas that Aleem is just talking about.
I am, bro.
We were all born in the 80s.
I don't do generations. My generations is different.
Would you say, Huss? I'm sorry, Huss.
Niggas raps and then they end up in jail and dead, bro.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
One more time. Sorry about
that. You want niggas to live their raps and then they gonna end up in jail and dead.
I don't care about you living your raps, though. And I don't need you to be a super real gang. My fifth greatest rapper is J. Cole, and I've been reconsidering that since the apology. J. Cole might slide down two spots, but that's none of your business. My fifth favorite rapper is J. Cole. J. Cole ain't no killer. J. Cole ain't no thug. I don't need him to kill you, shoot your grandmother, kill your father.
But he don't talk about that, though.
I know, but what I'm saying is, what I'm saying. What are we doing?
I loop back around.
Hey, Corey, what's your favorite finish? Corey, what's your favorite finish?
Yo, I'm trying to tell y'all, R&B, the talent is in your fucking sound of your voice. It's your voice that's the talent. And rap, it's your pen. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I know that's right.
You said talent. It's talent. Like, because the same person that Daylight writes apparently for Drake, but we don't want to hear Daylight rap. We don't. We want to hear.
Daylight can rap. Y'all got Daylight.
That's not up. No, you're missing a point.
We don't want to hear Sean.
We don't want to hear Daylight. We don't want to hear no battle rapper make regular songs at all.
Nah, Surf make good songs too.
He's the only one. He the only nigga.
I like Surf.
He the only nigga.
Surf music
that can
is tough.
Make an album. Yes, that's goal not post. Moving the goalposts because I like surf music.
I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about, sir.
Sue Surf.
He's a battle rapper.
Free the way.
There we go. Okay. I don't know who the fuck you're talking
because
about.
Because niggas don't care to hear a battle rapper make real songs.
Yo.
At all.
Nah, why don't you tell him what you think about the Dave East album?
Oh, it's amazing. But he's not a battle rapper, though.
Nah, but tell him what you said versus what you said now.
What you mean?
Yo, I love niggas. Dave East make everybody warehouse nigga music.
He does.
And then you said, but this album is incredible. And then you're going to try to make us love Scram Jones.
Where did I do it wrong?
like, what the
fuck? And I admitted it. I don't get it. Where did I do it wrong?
Nah, you didn't admit it in fucking public.
Niggas, I admit it on the podcast.
Argue.
Nah, that was in our text.
That's how you
I said it on a podcast. I started the podcast off saying that. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Love and respect.
I definitely did. I laughed too because I was like, damn, I feel bad saying this. And
that's
then
crazy.
Hus was
nah,
like,
you absolutely
like
right.
I know.
Right.
It's okay.
Yo, nah, yo, we got to listen. I know you got to, you know, but. Fuck that, yo. The talent is in the fucking voice.
You just feel passionate.
Right,
no,
gotcha,
yo, it's not,
hold on,
yo.
DB. And also this, though. The argument was never the good song, the any of the fire songs.
What?
It was always the boppity bop song, the shit that people be writing.
Okay. Either way. All right. So let me say this. I do think Family Matters is an incredible song. I told you how I would split it if it was up to me.
Mm-hmm.
That third one, that's the one. That's Drake's best performance in this battle.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it is, even though I don't really, I'm not like Hus where I say believe everything is true. I believe both of them niggas lied. Both of them niggas told the truth. I don't care about what, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, as far as the music goes, Meet the Grams just stepped on Family Matters. Family Matters, we would, like it was, and this is also why I say Kendrick won, because of the strategy. Mm-hmm. He stepped on it. Family Matters
that.
Was a whoa. Yo, Family Matters is so fucking good. And I'm like, yo, I thought he was getting ready to get busy. And then shit comes out. Like it was.
I would have been more impressed. My bad, DB. I'd have been more impressed if in them 6 minutes he responded to something.
In what 6 minutes?
Kendrick.
When
he dropped 6 to 10 minutes
later.
Nah,
on Meet the Grams. You said he stepped on Family Matters with Meet the Grams. What Hus is saying, if he had took the opportunity to respond to Family Matters because he's heard it, it would have had more power. Is that what you're saying, Hus?
Mm-hmm.
No, because see, this is where Drake went wrong. This is also how Drake lost the battle. He start defending himself about the shit. If I know something about me ain't true, I don't give a fuck who know it. It ain't true.
And DB, that's if niggas start saying, niggas said, you lying, because you said, when you said you not a Drake hater, you came right on and said, niggas know I'm not a Drake hater.
Yeah, I did.
But you came
I think
on
the Drake hater
it.
Thing is hilarious.
But you
I argue with the
defend
other
it.
Niggas
but
about
defending
it,
too. It. You're
that's
defending
not defending
your...
it. I wasn't trying to defend it. I don't give a fuck about that.
No, in theory, you are really.
Oh,
not,
I see what you're saying.
You are
even
defending.
Though, if you, no, if you're not responding to me like that, yo, because I don't talk but, from theory. I talk from emotion.
No, and
that's I didn't give
why...
a fuck about. Don't do that, Chris, I swear to God. I swear to God. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah,
that's a
but
bullshit.
You can't do that.
But that's a bullshit.
I'm learning. I'm
no,
doing
listen.
Good. I'm doing good. Yeah.
No, listen, yo. I think the fact that he stepped on it, and then he stepped on it the right way.
That's with, dope. It was fire.
With more like with some shit
to me, like
that was bigger.
He doubled down.
Yeah,
he doubled down. Yeah.
And I'm just of the ilk of if Drake had not tried to defend himself from that shit. He wouldn't have looked guilty because I'm not here to call him. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying?
But he can.
But he made himself.
He can't not defend it.
Yes, he can.
Kendrick, that's public perception, which is how you win the battle. So niggas is going to ask those questions like, yo, what's up with you? What's up with him saying this? Like,
thank you.
What's up with these people? Who are these people? Questions are going to be questions, bro. Like,
and that's where I come from on that.
I don't think any of this is real.
Okay.
I don't think any of that. Hus, to what Aleem showed me was about that secret meeting.
They came out and said that's not real.
I don't think any of that's real. Okay, my point is, I don't have
Kendrick winning. What'd you just see? My bad, what'd you just see?
It was something I saw in another chat. The secret meeting stuff.
Yeah,
but thank you. I need
having Kendrick apologize and then he don't want to apologize and all of that.
Okay, secret meeting.
This is how I score. I don't have Drake winning any rounds at all. I don't care for Family Matters. I feel like Family Matters is three different songs that he just put together. I also feel like you were saying, that first half is something that he had. Yeah, and he just added something on there. Yeah. The second half, if I'm him, there would be no second half. There would be no second verse. That second verse lands on my album to address them. I need to handle the immediate threat.
Yeah.
I don't need to handle none of y'all because none of y'all really fucking matter. I can actually address y'all at the end of the summer if I really fucking feel like I really wanted to start my own rollout. Boom. Yeah. So now the third verse. Third verse is cool. I like the third verse. Not Like Us. I feel like I'm not gonna say it's the best song, but it's a hit record. It's a hit record, and like everyone has always said through the course of this whole week, it's just pretty much he just beat him at his own game. He provided a hit record. That's what we was gearing up to. You get a diss record, we get a filler. Now we get what I can't produce on my own, which is a hit record. Mm-hmm. So now I have a Champ. I have a West Coast bop. Now I got people going back into West Coast, which brings me back to people. You remember when Drake did Motto?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm bringing people back to
the West Coast sound.
The West Coast sound, and it being done by someone that lives this culture out here.
Yeah.
Versus someone that's cosplaying. Trying to colonize it. Yeah, colonize it, cosplay. Because essentially, that's what I really want to get into.
Yeah.
I want to get into the fact of the fourth verse on Like That. I mean, on Not Like Us. They Not Like Us? Is it Not Like Us?
It's Not Like Us.
Oh, Not Like Us, right? Yeah. I felt like that verse was specifically for you. It's a history, it's a crash course history lesson of the Atlanta slave trade, whatever. But he fast tracks it to how he did the artist and how it's comparable, which is something that, more of the story with all this is, none of this stuff is new. It needed to be said by the leader on the other side. That's the best way I can put it. It was the messenger. It was all these different beefs. You got all these people talking shit about Drake and how he does this and how he does that. All the facts are out there. I'm saying we as the public that noticed it, but we can't say nothing because we are the voice of voiceless. And essentially, hold on, I'm not done. Wait, so like that was the biggest thing. Pusha, I think Pusha is the winner out of all of this. Ain't said a motherfucking thing about nothing this whole fucking time, but we have to keep on referencing Pusha and that beef.
He should drop his Gangsta Girls in like the next month, right?
Huh?
He should drop his Gangsta Girls in like the next month, right?
No. No,
still,
I don't think he needs to do anything. But he also is a veteran in music, so he knows it's like I'm gonna have this traction regardless. I don't fucking care because I got a core audience. But so also, it was colonizer. Oh, what Drake has done, we all have seen. Prime example is us being on a pod and you saying, "What is Drake's nationality?
What is Drake?" That's what I said.
Right?
What is Drake?
Yes. So that right there is funny, but the reality is
it's
Houston,
true.
Atlanta, UK,
New Orleans.
West Coast, New Orleans. It's stuff that he just plays
Jamaican,
around, but it's like, bigger than just a nigga, "Oh, I want to try this. I want to blur the lines of genres and cultures and stuff like that." It's bigger than that. It is to the point that it's like, nah, we got to figure out what the fuck is going on and how this can be stopped, because it's wrong. Because you taking niggas like JB Blockboy, you taking niggas like I Love McConan, and you using them up, and you taking what they got, Drum, you literally taking what they got and expanding on it and making it like theirs never existed at all. All right, I'm done.
No, and that's why I never liked Drake, because
he bodied that.
He did.
He bodied that.
Thanks, guys.
He bodied that. Nah, he bodied that.
Yeah. I'm glad. Yeah. Chef.
I have a rebuttal. I'm gonna save it for the text message though.
Huh?
I have a rebuttal. I save it for the text message though.
Oh,
but no, but that's that's one of the things where, I mean, for me, when Drake first came out, just when we first met, it was like, you know, of course I was listening what I was listening to, but it was like, yo, who the fuck is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you specifically said to me, oh, that don't matter. And I'm like,
yeah,
he's acting. And, you know, singing Drake, I would never shit on anybody's talent.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to a motherfucker that can't, I couldn't sell a record to somebody walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's talented. But it's like, singing Drake was cool. But now you're talking about you shoot him up. And I'm like, wait a minute, where did this shift? And now he's got people following him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going city to city, using up the artists. Yeah. And now we're back to the contract shit that we hear in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now we're talking about the politics of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we still talking about this same central figure.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's still fucking dancing to this
because
shit.
Because we want entertainment. And it's not boring.
Exactly.
Plus, I need that rebuttal. Because that's what I came to pod about. Because I came in this motherfucker like, oh, I know I gotta have this argument with Huss. So when you started off talking, I'm like, oh,
no. Because you got a good point. Because you got, listen, all right, I'm not arguing with that. Do you believe he just picked that up, or do you believe he learned that from somewhere? Because I feel like I could point out a few people that before him.
Okay, I know where you're
because,
going with
is it because is it because he's Canadian? And not even on no funny.
No,
shit.
I'm not contributing that. Because we can have that same factor.
You have to. If you're asking,
that's what I'm saying. I mean that for real.
But hold on. Yes. If you're asking what Drake's nationality is, he's Canadian. Nationality is Canadian. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. When we break down ethnicity, race, nationality, that's what we're not. That's politics. Yeah. So everybody right now, our ethnicity is Negro,
mm-hmm.
right? Our nationality is American. Now, Huss, your mom's is from Jamaican, right?
I'm from Jamaican.
I mean, okay, you're okay. So, all right. So, thank you. So, our ethnicity, all four of us, our ethnicity is Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Us three in this room, our nationality is American. Huss's nationality is Jamaican. But also, he's politically American, right?
I'm sorry. I thought about something.
So that's the difference. So if you're asking,
I didn't even know Huss was Jamaican. Go ahead.
So
he did?
He's probably I think we talked about that before you came to the pod.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what breaks down to ethnicity, race, nationality. So if you're asking what Drake's nationality is. And Huss, you're saying because he's Jamaican, yes, you're both right.
No, wait, all right, I want to answer
my thing was what, let me explain it to him. My reason for asking what is Drake is for the same reason they was talking about in the battle. Yo, you, one day you from New Orleans, one day you from Houston,
yes.
One day you from Atlanta.
Now we have.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, not necessarily his nationality, but his ability to shapeshift into different people.
Shang Tsung,
exactly. His ability to drain the power. He's like a Viltrumite.
Yes, that's it. That's exactly.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds bad.
We're literally saying the same thing.
Sound
fire. Evil.
I know.
Sound evil. What's a Voltron?
That's exactly it. He's like, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what that is.
But no, that's it. We're asking those questions because mm-hmm. as Black Americans, we exist a certain way,
mm-hmm.
right? And Huss, I'm counting you in the term Black Americans because, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, if the police roll up and say, all right, we only here to arrest the Jamaican, they not just going to arrest Huss. Mm-hmm. They're going to arrest all four of us.
Yeah.
And then we got to fight. Okay, keep going.
I want to answer Huss, though. No, he probably learned it from Hov.
I even took it back to as far as Tupac was an actor.
Yes.
That nigga out of nowhere. He was a gangster out of nowhere.
Yes.
We went over there with Suge Knight like that. Like, I don't... He
damn,
still from...
Good, bro.
He got a lot of niggas, bro. It ain't just him. It's just niggas. That's why I asked. Is it because he's Canadian?
Can I say this? I think while it may be new to people, because the world we live in, where you can see everything on the camera, you don't know how extensive Tupac was into that shit when the cameras was off. Tupac might have been like back to a regular dude. You know what I'm saying? But Drake, you see him out of like his casual self, he doing different. He did like 3 voices on Twitter one time. Like he just who are you, bro?
Yeah, and to your point, here's the thing, Hus. We can still do both. Like this, I get what, because when you're saying like, your rebuttal was where did he learn it from? That still doesn't take away from the fact that he is doing. Like this is the subject at hand, and with the Tupac thing, people have called that out during that time. People called it out during that time when Jay did it. People called it out during that time, but it's always about who says it. That's it. That's really what it all boils down to. Like, I think me and Lauren, I don't know if I brought it to the pod, but me and Lauren had talked about how badly Jay sounded on the Hive remix. He was out of his element, and he thought, because I'm the biggest rapper right now, and the South is coming up, they might need me. So if I jump on this record right now, I could probably catch some steam and keep my shit still going. But he sounds fucking terrible.
Boy, Gotti got a verse.
Yeah, like, so.
It's y'all thought that was a bad verse?
What, huh?
Yeah.
He couldn't catch the beat until the beat broke down again.
I think that's the pocket he
chose. That was on purpose?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think that's the. And I'm not being funny, but, yeah. Like, I write raps and shit, so. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, we can hear, like, pockets is a, if y'all all wrote, right, and we put on a beat, and we all hear the same beat, y'all might choose a different, like, I know y'all would choose
I
a
agree
different
with that. Okay.
Where I would rap from. You know what I'm saying?
So,
yes. And Hov's, he almost invented the different pocket shit. He was, like, really good at it.
So, you think that was a good verse?
Yeah.
Okay, that's bad.
How?
Because it's a bad. It's a bad. How his approach, in my opinion, and multiple people's opinion.
No, I'm not acting like I never heard it before. Yeah. I get it.
No. I'm not saying that you never heard it before. I'm just saying multiple people opinion, that isn't a good verse from him. One, and it wasn't needed. It's kind of like, oh boy. Think of oh boy and him having a verse to old boy and Cam erasing it because it wasn't needed. And I think the same thing with Hot. Can I get a
we're going
to
get
nah,
on my
hold
side.
Hold up, no.
But now, what you say, Hus? I like to hear this. What you say, Hus?
I said, when you be on my side, I don't know what to do.
Nah, because I feel like y'all niggas be jumping me. Pause. Listen, I feel like, okay, you not wrong.
Okay.
I still think the nigga chose a different pocket.
And the way the nigga raps,
Jay-Z is like almost like pocketless. Like, damn, I wish.
What's the worst Jay-Z verse you've heard?
It's one of them Show Me What You Got verses. I hate Show Me What You Got. I hate Show Me What You Got more than I hate Super Ugly.
Oh my God.
I hate Show Me What You Got. Show Me What You Got is
they
probably
got your man.
It's probably one of the worst songs in history.
I heard they got your man.
Yo.
You man.
Show Me What You Got, man. It's bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That and Reminder. Oh, I hate Reminder.
Oh, Reminder is a terrible song.
Oh, I hate Reminder.
Oh, no,
he could have threw that track away.
Oh, that shit was terrible.
Oh, I hate Reminder,
oh,
bro.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I
do
hate.
Do you like Hater? I like Hate.
I love.
Do you like the
how
flow
How did
that?
They hate it? Very. Switch game.
Oh, I skipped that one.
Okay. Why? And that's one
I
of the,
like
that,
it, but I do
that's
think
one
it's
of
a terrible
the joints
flow.
Where I'm talking about Pocket. Jay-Z chose Uva, Hova. The used to. Was it made? We used to. Corey, put your words.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
I don't know the words either.
But then he changed the pocket. Rabbit getting that, getting dudes like those cats.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I see
he
what
chose.
Saying.
Yo, you could choose pocket. Yo, some shit is. Yo, I choose different pockets all the time.
He knows how to pause, write a beat.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
That's kind of what I consider somebody who can ride a beat.
Yeah, yeah. He's notoriously known as the best one out of everybody to do that.
Okay, mm-hmm. This may sound...
The flow is what they call
I think Ludacris is good at that, too.
Ludacris is good at that, too.
Yeah, I agree. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so I think Ho just took a different pocket, bro. But that even the content was good. The verse was hard. That was a hard verse.
I would love to put that as
y'all
a poll.
Like, show me what you got?
I do.
I love it.
Pause. I would love to put that as a poll. Ain't you crazy?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I would love to put that as a poll. That's not saying I would want a poll, though.
Do we really have the time to fucking decipher whether you said poll or use it in the right context? Oh, jeez.
We on Baltimore County forever. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. All right, okay then. But listen, yo. Kendrick kicked this nigga's ass, man. That's really all did. I'm saying.
Oh, Huss, were you done with your rebuttal? Because I feel like you had more.
Huss always did. That's
crazy, dude. So, I had a... Man, y'all niggas made me lose my train of thought. I had another one.
I'm sorry.
I had another real good one.
Yeah.
Why
you think about that? Because I want to talk to Aline. This is about culture. This don't got nothing to do with him being half white, half Jewish, whatever.
Okay. Oh.
I knew it. That would bring him back. I knew it. Go ahead.
Yes, that is. Go ahead. Is that not a part of the culture, though? Like, so when that's what I mean also when I say the Canadian thing, like,
okay,
he's not a part of the culture.
So, yes, it has a lot to do with it simply because he wasn't raised, from what we know, he was predominantly raised by his mother, right, Hush?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Drake, right?
Yes, okay. He might spend his weekends... I mean, he might spend his summers in Memphis.
Yeah, like,
you know how that's compatible? Much. I live in a county with my dad. I go to my mom in the city on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But my impression, or I go to my mom in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's me coming back in September. That's me coming back in September in school and acting like I'm the biggest nigga in the city. That's how I compare it. Did I say it wrong?
But they did that in all the fucking... When I went to these mother...
That's what I was going to say. That was the thing.
It don't make
that
it wrong, though. Shit. I mean, don't make it right, though. That's the thing.
No, it's terrible. What's up, man?
What's up?
Me being born
that's
in
why
Detroit.
They accept it.
Uh-huh.
Spending the first part of my life there. And then moving to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And every summer going back to Detroit. I spent every summer in Detroit, even though that was my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing.
Oh, so you come back.
You don't get the full experience. That's the thing. And I think that's when that's people's argument here. He doesn't get the full black experience. He does not know what it's like to live like a black man every day.
So, but you're saying we're literally spinning this in circles.
I know.
Because you're saying
you're good.
He didn't live the black experience because he went to his dad's every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did I live the black experience?
But yeah, also, nigga, because you can always root for the Pistons.
But does that?
But
does
who
that,
has raised you?
But does that?
Who raised you? That wasn't someone of a different culture that raised you, though.
Corey, I'm with you right
now. Now we splitting hairs again because I was raised by a lot of. Whoa, it's gonna sound crazy, but I was in a military environment, and I'm around a lot of older guys who took me under their wing.
So who was in the military?
Older who?
Your mom.
Older
said.
Who?
So we got because my mom was a teacher for the government.
Okay, so that's why you was in the military?
And my dad, it was a lot of shit. But
so what would you, okay, this is what I need to know. What parent was you going back to Detroit for?
My whole family. It was just, so eventually it was just me and my mom overseas. So my entire family is in Detroit. My whole clan.
So was you and mom's in Germany?
Yep.
Got it. I was just trying to figure out.
I see what you're saying.
Where do you get the most experience in Germany, but who with?
It was me and mom's.
Okay.
But then also that's where the whole tape thing comes in when I'm getting the tapes from the States.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing black culture 2 weeks later when my friends aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going back to Detroit every summer, hearing the new music, seeing the new clothes where my friends aren't.
So,
but then we're also getting people coming in from this school year. We might get a people who PCSN, they might be from California.
Mm-hmm. So and now they come with some fly shit.
So then we come, and then in December, we get people coming in from Atlanta.
Right.
But who is the Jewish person that is raising you the majority time of the year?
I get that. So now we're back to the whole Canadian thing and the whole racial issue of it, where does all of this shit come from? Is it marketed a certain way?
But he says that he has that problem, though. He says that he don't know. Because that's, you know what I mean? He don't know. Or you listen to the nigga music.
Wait, he don't know what? Because I think
who the fuck he is?
Yes, okay.
So now we're back to asking the simple, okay, if he don't know who he is, then why the fuck should we listen to his music and believe who the fuck he is?
Because it's interesting.
Well, niggas want to go.
There we go. So that means I can say any fucking thing as long as it's interesting. Hey, go outside and shoot your mama.
Yeah, but.
At 30, you knew who you was all the way?
Huh?
At 30, you knew who you was all the way?
No, but I did not have a record deal with millions of fans telling them who the fuck they are.
Yeah, but niggas is going through. He not doing that. He tell niggas that he gonna do some shit. That's Drake music to me anyway. That's how I receive it. He just saying what he gonna do. And if you relate, then you relate.
And yeah, and it's like, I think niggas ain't that influential to me in my life.
Time out.
Right. There you go, Corey.
I'm back on you niggas. So
that was slightly crazy.
Right, so we both in the ring too, nigga.
So if you can't. So, if you need the music to be relatable, shouldn't he have to write it?
No.
Wait, say that again?
If you need the music, if you feel like I got to feel this, I need it to be relatable, wouldn't it be better if they wrote it?
I never said that.
Same thing with R&B, though. No.
It's entertainment. I don't care if I'm interested. I'm interested. Rick Ross be talking about selling drugs and shit.
Okay,
I don't know if that nigga did
okay,
it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you ever say Dream is better than Beyonce?
No. Why would we say that?
No.
Because Dream writes all her fucking songs.
That doesn't make him.
Why isn't he better than Beyonce if he writes all her shit?
Because he's not singing the records. I don't like him singing Umbrella, but I like Rihanna singing it.
What the fuck?
Right.
Yo, who is these niggas talking to right now? What did I just say, Aline?
I'm confused.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
What's happening?
Aline, what the fuck did
I just say? Wait, run it back.
Somebody explain.
You just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You just said Dream could never be bigger than Beyonce.
I didn't say that.
Because
we didn't say that.
I did not say that. Let's stop.
What you say? What you say, yo? What you say?
No, what was your question?
Right. You want to
rephrase it? I asked, could Dream be better? Is Dream bigger than Beyonce? I said, is Dream better than Beyonce? And then you said, no. I said, how if Dream writes all her songs? Mm-hmm. And then you said, no, because Dream could never sound like Beyonce.
I don't prefer Dream to sing Beyonce records. I'm confused of where y'all stand.
Because what I'm trying to get you to understand is the talent in R&B is the sound, is the voice. Who writes the shit don't matter.
Okay. And that's the same thing. I just used the example of Daylight writing for Drake.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear
it's
Daylight.
It's important who wrote it.
No. I don't want to hear Daylight rap this. I don't want to hear Dream write. I don't want to hear Dream sing this. I want to hear Beyonce sing this. I want to hear Drake rap this. That's the same exact thing.
It's not the same thing, yo.
Yes, it is. Because I went to a concert and I heard Neo singing Beyonce's song. And I went, what the fuck? That's because Neo wrote it. And I'm like, he should not be singing.
Exactly.
It's all about who delivers it, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Sullivan do the St. I record. I prefer to hear Jasmine Sullivan
Jasmine
on that case.
Sullivan is a maze balls. So I get
that
it.
That has nothing to do with it.
Listen. No, I'm not, yo, because you got to understand the talent in R&B
about Drake
is the voice.
They're spiraling.
I'm never spiraling.
They're spiraling.
I'm never spiraling. Listen, the talent in R&B is your voice. That's why Chris Brown says, yo, I don't give a fuck who writes the songs. I still got to sing them. But when it comes to raps,
I write all my raps. That's important.
What?
Never mind. Never
I don't even know where that goalpost was at.
That shit 25, 50 yard line.
Never mind. Fuck
flag
it.
On the play.
Nah, because never mind. Because y'all not going to get where I'm at with it.
Because you speaking from the perspective of an artist, bro. Like, and I'm going to be honest, niggas don't fucking care about that part. We care about being entertained. We don't care about the other. We want to know what you're doing. You go to work. Niggas don't care how you get the job done, but just you get the job done.
You get the job done.
Like, you can't. And that's what I be saying about artists in general. You make us try to care, but you can't because we don't. We care about the final product. We care about the final product. It's funny because Norm has the same perspective of you. Why? Because he's an artist. As an artist, you gonna feel that way because you're in competition with these people. We not. We just want to hear the music.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let him cook.
I'm taking a month off from this fuck-ass podcast, and I'm not coming back.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I'm taking a month off.
Just put his 2-week notice in.
Nah, because that's some bullshit, yo, and y'all know it, bro. I can't believe y'all motherfuckers are sitting here telling me that writing ain't important.
This nigga tripping.
I can't believe y'all sitting here saying that.
I don't know. I know I smoked some mystery weed before I got over here, but we in Twilight Zone right now.
I ain't gonna lie, Link. I don't even know what side you was on in the argument.
No, yo, because Link,
he would say something, and then I would say something. I'd be like, you ain't agree with me.
I'm speeding all over the highway.
No, Matt, listen, Link, in debate, yo, I know you like the cool, like, our historian and all that shit. In debate, yo, you gotta have a say. You can't do that, yo. You can't do that.
Oh, he had one. He had one. You just didn't want to hear it.
Nah, yo, hey, Hus, I don't like it.
He came around the corner and was like, oh, friends.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Hey, I got the scatty.
Aleem slid the chair. Aleem slid the chair to us.
I don't fucking like it, Hus. I don't like it.
Hey, Hus.
The pod has been rather interesting with me agreeing with Hus. I like this.
Nah, listen. No, listen. Y'all get together and do fucking like. Like, nah, fuck that. That's dumb, yo. Y'all get on my nerves. First, y'all say the wild shit. Listen, I'm listening to Drake say, Hus said Drake won. How the fuck did Hus think Drake won?
Because it's his opinion.
Oh, and I know. And that's why I hate opinions. Because
they're wrong?
Yes.
But they're opinions, my nigga.
Opinions can be wrong, bro. They can. Don't ever think that they cannot. Opinions can be fucking wrong.
I'm so sorry.
Nigga, this shit is off the rails right now.
Nah, I'm telling you. Opinions can be fucking wrong.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
it's a girl right now that got an ugly dress that all her homegirls is telling her don't wear because she built funny. Right?
Okay.
She gonna fucking wear the dress and she gonna think she the bomb. Guess what them bitches gonna say? I still think she shouldn't have wore that motherfucking dress because she built like a box of treadmill come in. She built like an old Apple Jacks box. She built like an Amazon package. Some like they gonna go crazy on her.
What did you say, Hus? What you say,
Hus? Some of them gonna be like, nah, she look good.
Because what? Someone likes it. Mm-hmm. And that's your opinion. No matter how many of the opinions are the same, it's still one opinion. And someone likes it.
And
I need a rainbow.
You know what? Let's call it on
if
that.
You wasn't trying to be parking lot, you could have did the fucking special effect shit.
Let's call it on
Thank
that.
Thank you, Aleem. Yeah, I appreciate yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah. Any shout outs?
Yo, whose side is you on?
Boy, this is going to look great.
We was holding it down for the dark skin niggas. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, say crazy.
Listen.
Shout out my tag team partner, man.
Yeah. Wow, y'all niggas formed an alliance. Yo, I'm watching wrestling this week.
We put you through the table.
Yeah. Watching that, that's crazy.
Us. You just crazy. Get the table.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all this. This shit is once I heard George Clinton say the mothership is knowing how to dance underwater and not get wet. Nigga, this shit is an art. It's a. That's why I'm sliding all over the highway in the scatty.
Yo, why did you just try to make me think just now? We was having a good time.
Cause I did
that
this
nigga got me thinking. I look at Lauren like, I got to think.
Yeah.
I see this, I have to think.
We was arguing and cussing. I said the word bitch. We was going crazy.
And I'm just watching y'all just,
Actually, were made.
If I got to pick a side, fucking Kendrick.
Thank you. Thank you. Kendrick. There we go.
Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Was Tommy Hearns. Fucking Doppin' Martin.
Yeah.
Kendrick, you know the episode?
Oh, okay, all right, okay, 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 okay. My bad.
I made that reference, and you said she know Martin, nigga.
She did know Martin. I didn't know. You said Tommy Hearns. What?
Tommy Hearns. We was hitting Martin.
Oh, I didn't hear the Martin part. Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
What did y'all think was the best song though in the whole battle?
Not Like Us,
or Euphoria. I really like Euphoria. Cause I was just Lauren to tell you, I was just walking back and forth, and I'm just like, "What is this? The braids?" It's like, "Cut the you won't worry me no more." Okay, it was good.
It was a lot. I mean, like you was about to say, you know, the culture and shit, and thank you for that because you're right. That's exactly how I looked at it.
Yeah,
like this was a battle for the culture.
Yeah,
it wasn't just. I mean, Huss, I'm with you 100%. You know what I'm saying? I'm with all. It was. Listen, I was listening.
Yeah,
I was listening to Drake. I was legit paying attention because I wanted to pay attention to what this shit was about.
Because
in my brain, it was bigger than, you know, it's bigger than hip hop.
Yeah,
it was some good versus evil shit. And Kendrick put it on. He put the culture on his back, and he said, "Let's fucking go." And he steamrolled that nigga. He kicked his ass up and down. Drake picked a fight with the quiet kid in the corner and got smacked the fuck up. That's why you don't fuck with the quiet kids.
Yeah. I put a button in it. We could talk after.
Yeah, all day. Yeah.
But shout outs, y'all. Any?
Shout out, shit, haircuts. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Morgan State University, man. We get mad money over there.
Go Bears.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real. For real. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bears. Shout out to Morgan. You know.
All right. Baltimore County, forever.
Yeah.